Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
Welcome into December. It's Tuesday, December 1st here on Bet Sweats, Radio.com Sports. Joe Ostrowski along with Sarah Perlman today, executive producer Eli Hershkovich, Dylan Burns directing, and Jake Alley also helping out on the show. Looking forward to speaking with Charles Davis, NFL analyst for CBS. That should be a lot of fun. It's a T's and P's Tuesday. Sarah's favorite day on this show. Always loves it. And nickels and dimes. Sarah's in. Eli's like, we got to do nickels and dimes. So that'll be fun in hour number two. And I think we're bringing back Hershon Hoops. We're going to do like 20, 25 minutes. There's this high demand, surprising to some, maybe not to others. And people want to hear Eli talk about college basketball. I'm like, Eli, instead of throwing on a guest, why don't we just talk to you for 25 minutes? Get all your thoughts since people only see your tweets of the picks and they follow those. So let's break it down with college basketball. That will be in hour number two with Eli Hershkovich. Sarah, I trust the holiday was fantastic for you. How have you been?
It was. I'm upset right now because before we came on air, I said, Joe, I missed you. And no response, 30 seconds. So now I'm kind of ticked off the rest of the show. So this will be a fun 2 hours with you. I'm upset and offended.
I was like, okay, now I know when Sarah's lying to me. You are not upset. You are not offended. I missed you as well. Well, I wanted to talk to you about something, so I'll do it on the air instead of off the air. So the other day, you went out of town for the holidays, like some were able to this year. And I saw on Instagram, you know how when you're scrolling down in the middle, there's this area with recent stories and you can get a glimpse of what is on the story. And I see the blonde hair and I see a hand with a ring. I'm like, wait, what? What? Then I clicked. I'm like, oh, it's her friend.
I got so many messages about that. Like, oh my God. I'm like, that's not me. That's not how I would share my engagement. Also, if I did get engaged, you would have got a call and a FaceTime from me, Joe. You would have been in the top five people I called.
Again, with the lies this Tuesday morning here on Bet Sweats. That's the second thing that came through. Okay, we're on the same page as far as that goes, because right before I clicked on, I'm like, wait a second. Her announcement is on an Instagram story. Like, it's not even picture worthy. Like, there's not a few pictures for the whole deal. Like, this is
not.
So honestly, how many messages did you get? Like, and was it anybody in your family?
God, I'm like, you don't know Alexa. You don't know my friend. Why are you freaking out? It's not me. I'm not engaged. I'm just out here betting on a Tuesday on a show with my dear friend Joe that I missed. And that's it.
Okay. Just I had the same reaction.
It's funny. So many people, like, honestly, it might have been left to 10 reached out. And I was like, what is the big deal? Now everyone thinks I got engaged.
Yes. Okay. So now that you've cleared the air here on BetSweat, so now everybody in the world knows that that did not happen. So let's talk about Monday Night Football. I guess we're going to have Wednesday afternoon football now. Like, I can't even keep up with it. This is my job between the score and between BetSweat, and I can't keep up with it anymore. What was going on yesterday afternoon? I'm like, okay, just tell me when they're kicking off the damn game. I'm like, oh, Wednesday? You assume in the evening, and now it's going to happen on Wednesday afternoon. I think we were supposed to have college football going on right now, but that was another game that was canceled. I don't know what the hell's going on. But we did witness Monday Night Football between the Seahawks and the Eagles, 23-17. sometimes we talk about the box score and how you should take a deeper look, like, okay, this team was fraudulent. Maybe they shouldn't have won that game. That box score lied to you. If that's all you saw, you didn't watch that entire game because that was domination from the outset. Like the first down, Seattle only had two more, and two of those were by penalties. Russell Wilson only had 15 more passing yards than Carson Wentz, and Wentz was just horrendous. Like the Eagles are so much better on third down. Each team scored two touchdowns, but it wasn't even close. And then Sarah, if you waited and you sat around until Monday to place your bet on the Seahawks, even though you dominated the entire game, you didn't cover the spread because you got backdoored.
That is one of the worst backdoor covers too. Like it should have been picked. I mean, I'm sure if you saw the play, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be incomplete, an amazing, obviously catch and backdoor cover. But to your point, if you looked at the box score, you would think, wow, like pretty close game here. Not at all. And Joe, I love doing shows with you because I find you're one of the more honest hosts on there, but in a nice way. So seriously, last night as I'm watching the game, I'm thinking I can't wait to talk to Joe to break down or at least get his opinion on Carson Wentz and the Jalen Hurts situation. I think when I watched last night's game, immediately I thought to myself, I'm so pissed I didn't take the under. Hindsight's 20/20, but I'm like, why didn't I take the under in every single situation, knowing the Eagles' offense? And honestly, credit to their defense, because the Eagles' defense was the best part of that team, hands down. And they probably deserve more credit than what they're getting, because they were able, to your point, to shut down Russell Wilson a little bit more than I expected, which is hard because he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time and in the game, in my opinion. So for me, brutal backdoor cover. I hope that everyone just had Seahawks money line at that point, because that shouldn't have happened. But I think every prop the under would have hit except DK Metcalf and his receiving yards, because he just went off.
Yes, he did. Ross gave out the under, and it's one of those situations where you can watch about 5 to 10 minutes in a game and you know exactly what's going to happen. We saw it on Sunday with the Saints-Broncos game, and it was like, okay, the Broncos would be lucky if they crossed the 50. And that was a live bet on the Saints. And yesterday, I'd have to check like how quickly it went down, but it was pretty evident from the outset. I'm like, okay, these two teams aren't going to be putting up a lot of points. We're not going to have one of them put up 30 either. So the under is a pretty strong play there. I had my play on the show was Dallas Goedert. He went over. I was mad for about a quarter and a half. He didn't get any looks really, but he went over, and that was fun because I did it on points betting as well. So it was like 24X. So that was a lot of fun. He should have had a lot more yards, Eli was probably upset because the under hit for Ross. He doesn't like when Ross wins. He cheers against him during these games, which I think is kind of strange. But Eli,
indifferent
how did,
these days.
Eli.
Eli, how did your night go with Alabama?
Yeah, wasn't great.
Yeah, you were melting down.
I wasn't melting down. I was just honest. Yeah, I texted Sarah. We were talking on the phone yesterday. I gave her the play, but I did preface it with, you might want to wait a couple weeks to tell me because it's the beginning of the season, right? I did say that. We're clarified that.
No, you said that, and now I know I'm really going to wait. Like, at first I was like, I'll wait a week. No, I'm giving you 2 full weeks to get this under your belt, Eli. Figure it out.
I appreciate that. I won't jump to conclusions like Joe did with the rig. I appreciate you waited a couple weeks. But, yeah, last night, I like Alabama overall. I think this team has high upside. But you go back to yesterday, they had a few of the better players. Herb Jones, one of the best defensive players, got in foul trouble. Zaire Williams, one of the best freshmen in college basketball on Stanford. I thought he would struggle in his first game, but dude shot the lights out. Stanford's interesting in the Pac-12. But overall, long story short, yes, my Alabama play did not hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Eli, the reason I want to check in with you is because I would like to know, during that game last night, how many people did you block on Twitter? Because I was getting a lot of reports.
Yeah. No, listen, when people do people really message you? When I get annoyed with
people. I have
people,
multiple messages I'm going to read in a minute.
That's weird. When I get annoyed with people, when I get annoyed with people on Twitter, I just block them. Like, I don't need this shit from people. I don't need the negativity in my life when I lose one fucking bet on a Monday because it's my only bet of the night. And I keep my card short. I told people that at the beginning of the season. I do not place a ton of bets at the beginning of a non-conference play or in the midst of non-conference play because I don't have a great grasp of all these teams.
And by
yet.
The
I
way,
Stanford's first
by
game.
The way, you had a very strong weekend for the first weekend in college basketball. It was strong. Like, yeah. People are mad at, you know, like Sarah Probin's calling you out for Alabama. I'm going to. But never.
I did not call you out.
No, Sarah did not. I'm surprised she didn't DM. Yeah, for sure. Go ahead and read him, Joe.
Well, you didn't answer the question. You have to answer the question first. How many did you block? Because I'm assuming, and I think this is fair, that not everyone that you blocked knows you blocked them. And also, they didn't all reach out to me.
It's true. I'm going to say, listen, give or take four or five. I'm going to guess.
I think it's kind of strange that they would reach out to me. Here's one. At Joe 0670. Ego bigger than Darren Revell mode, LOL, and a screenshot, Eli Herskovich blocked you. Here's another. Eli is my first block, and this tweet was the culprit. Didn't take him as a sensitive type, and he showed me a screenshot of him tweeting you, you're chasing Eli, stop it. I don't know what you're chasing. Wasn't that your only bet?
Yeah, and I said that, I wasn't betting in the second half, so I don't know. Maybe people assumed, who knows?
He's so annoyed right now.
I'm not annoyed, listen.
Eli, the best part of this, and I'll defend you for a second, I think is the fact that if you get on a tear and you just start ripping off dubs and people want to tail you, now they can't even see you. So they have to hope that people start reposting the games that you're on. So it sucks for them because if you start firing off wins in this college basketball season, which I'm sure you will, they can't even see him. So good for you.
That's what I'm saying. Honestly, that's kind of why I'm not defending myself. I'm not just taking that side because Sarah brought it up. But I'm like, listen, people are going to call me out for my losing plays. Guess what? You're not going to see any of my fucking plays now.
Well, now you have to listen to Bet Sweats. So what you should do if you're a team player and you want to help the show out, block everyone. So no one can see your plays.
Hey, guys, my plays are only available on Bet Sweats for now on. Twitter's done.
It's true. Exactly. I got a couple coming up later.
So it kind of shows you that people are upset and they regret calling you out or talking shit or whatever they were doing to you because now they realize they won't be able to see your plays. So then they reached out to me, like, maybe Joe can help me get unblocked. Maybe Eli will feel bad. But based on this conversation, there's no way in hell that happened.
No. People don't deserve it after play. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. My biggest defender in life, Sarah Perlman right there.
Eli's pissed. Okay, back to Monday Night Football. Yeah, DK Metcalf way over 76.5 early on in the game. Goddard was fun, but it was a lot of unders that ended up hitting as far as the prop market goes.
Yeah.
Of course, it was Philadelphia, if you waited. They covered late, and the under hit. The Carson Wentz interception was a very popular prop. Like, people were willing to lay -150. I saw that bet everywhere. And then it finally got home later on in the game, as awful as he looked. What a mess. So they're still sort of in the division race, even though Philadelphia ends up losing last night. But what else do you say aside from the fact that Wentz is broken? The entire Philadelphia Eagles offense is broken. A lot of it because of injuries. We thought there was going to be more Jalen Hurts. And that's why I wasn't touching those props on Hurts. Yeah. Because we've heard this story before from Peterson. My question is, what about the disconnect between the coaching staff, Peterson, and the front office? Like, they go out and they draft this quarterback in Hurts in the second round, and he doesn't want to play the guy, and he teases people and he gives them reps in practice, but when it comes down to game time, he has no interest in playing the guy. Now, do I think Hurts would have done more with that offensive line? Absolutely not. But I also don't understand, okay, you're in one play or you're in a play here or there, and then you're back out. Like, we've seen that multiple times this year.
Well, that I think was my biggest issue, right? If you're going to say Carson Wentz is your guy, and we've heard that so many times, that's totally fine. He's your starting quarterback and you ride with that. But eventually, if you're going to let Hurts go in for a few, go in for a few plays or whatever it may be, leave him in, let him get adjusted and let him run whatever, how many downs that you want. I know last night a lot of people were frustrated and confused. I was as well. And I'm not an NFL coach, and nor do I look at the analytics, but Carson Wentz can't get a complete pass. I think they had 2 yards total at this point. They bring in Jalen Hurts. I know there was a penalty. What does he throw for 6 yards? I think a 6 yard completion. They take him out. It's third down and Carson Wentz gets sacked. So I think my confusion there is, why not leave Jalen Hurts in the game for the to continue the downs, whatever it may be, that drive, whatever sure. It may end up being. It made no sense to me. And not that I'm a huge Jalen Hurts. We don't know what he's going to look like. And maybe you've seen Carson Wentz and he's that much better in practice. But it doesn't hurt. At what point are you like, let's just leave him in, see what it looks like for 2 minutes, not 10 seconds.
Well, yeah. And Doug Peterson is kind of telling the world, Hurts sucks. Right. Like if he could do anything, if he thought he was an upgrade, he'd want to win that game. He'd want to put some points on the board. Yeah. Yeah. You can do. Yeah. Wentz is going to keep taking sacks and he doesn't have any time, but he's also going to keep taking sacks. But at least Hurts can get out of trouble. It's like, is he going to create anything? Well, let's see. Let's give him a shot. You never know. But Peterson refuses. They are still in the mix. They're a half game back behind the Giants and the football team. But it feels like they're 5 games back. Like with the schedule coming up, they've got Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona. The season is over for the Eagles. Now on the other side, you know, the side not as sexy, people are not talking about because it doesn't have as much drama. And they seem to put this game away early with Seattle. You're trying to think, okay, did we learn anything about them going against such a terrible offense? And I don't think you have. Like, we still know you have the quarterback. You have the weapons on offense. Now Chris Carson comes back healthy. Hell of a touchdown run last night early in the game. The weapons on the outside with Lockett and Metcalf. You have the experienced head coach, even though he makes some questionable decisions at times with Pete Carroll. The big issue with this team is the defense good enough? Can they be an average defense instead of giving up 340-plus passing yards per game like they have this season? If they're average, they're a legit Super Bowl contender coming out of a wide-open NFC. The problem, Sarah, is I don't think we're going to have that answer. So if you're considering Seattle, you might want to bet them now because there are a lot of winnable games moving forward. They've got the Giants, Jets, football team, Rams, and football team again. Like, look at those quarterbacks you're going against. Darnold or Flacco, Alex Smith maybe a couple times, Jared Goff. We don't know who the Giants are going to throw out there next week. We're not going to learn much about Seattle before the playoffs start.
I completely agree with you. If you're going to bet the Seahawks, obviously first in the NFC West now, which is wide open, do it now. Because just to your point, you just said all the remaining schedule, extremely winnable games. And you really won't know what they have probably until the playoffs. And I love Russell Wilson, but I know we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, but there's a few other teams in the NFC that I think I would take over the Seahawks now, strictly just because of their defense. And I think last night, even just being able to see the Eagles defense that is nowhere near top, I think they ranked 30th in outsiders DVOA leading into yesterday's game, that they were able to adjust and get to Russell Wilson and limit, you know, maybe DK Metcalf was not limited, but limit the damage in terms of touchdowns and points on the board. There's a few other teams, for example, the Packers in the NFC, I would take over the Seahawks. But I think the Seahawks have looked a lot better over the last 2 weeks than they did prior.
Did you bet last night's game at all? Any interest? I mean, answer because sometimes we need to walk away.
No, 100%. I did. And I think you did as well. I saw on Twitter for a Carson anytime touchdown.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, Chris Carson. Yeah. You gotta The two Carsons, very different. Chris Carson and Carson Wentz. In the
game. No.
Yeah. I thought that was not. I thought. No, that I was like, is she crazy? I thought that was so obvious, and you were getting plus money on most sites with Chris Carson to score a touchdown in that game. You had a heavy favorite, and he's coming back in action. You assume he's going to get much of the workload, and you had an opportunity there. There were a few times though I was getting frustrated. I'm like, why is Hyde out there so much? Get him off the field.
I love looking at Twitter during the games, and a lot of people like you and I that clearly wanted Chris Carson, whether it was his over for rushing yards, even receiving yards, whatever you had at any time, touchdown. When Carlos Hyde was on the field, I kept going on Twitter and I was laughing hysterically. But I too was like, get Hyde out of the game. Your best running back is finally healthy. Put him in. There's no reason he's not in the game.
Yeah, exactly. So those are our thoughts on Monday Night Football. The week not over yet. We've got to wait until Wednesday. Ravens ruining things. Like, again,
I can't wait. Who the heck is playing in that game? Who's playing?
It's just a mess. We have no idea. So the biggest story will be the inactives, which will come out at 3 o'clock Eastern.
For
no,
sure.
No, 2 o'clock Eastern time. I don't even know what the hell's going on. I'll be betting. I'll be watching some way, somehow.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.